We have come to Saptagram. This is a very holy place, worshipped by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Many of the most prominent associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead took their birth or resided here. It is called Saptagram because in this area there are seven very important villages. Also, the seven great sages in ancient times, they resided here and performed austerities, worshipping the Lord, and it was here that they gained realization of the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Saptagram, in times over the last 500 years or so, has been very well known as a community of very wealthy merchants. In fact, under the British rule, it was the mercantile community of Saptagram that built the city of Calcutta. During the British time, Prabhupada explains, half of Calcutta were the merchants of Saptagram. They were called Suvarnabanik because they dealt a lot with banking and with the dealing of gold. Srila Prabhupada explains that he was a descendant of this community. The temple that we are sitting now is the temple of Udharandat Thakur, one of the very, very great acharyas of our Vaishnava line. Srila Prabhupada tells us that he is a descendant of the community of Udharandat Thakur. During the Islamic rule, this community was awarded the title Muluk by the kings, the emperors of the Islamic rule. And this Muluk community was divided into two, the seals and the days. Prabhupada's paternal family were the descendants of Udharandat Thakur. And Srila Prabhupada explains, since his very childhood, his parents would take him to this temple because the Muluk community has a very special interest in enthusiastically worshipping Udharandat Thakur. Prabhupada also explains how in 1967, when Srila Prabhupada first came back from America after establishing ISKCON, the executive committee of this temple invited Prabhupada to come. And Prabhupada came here with the few of his American disciples that were with him. And they sat in this very courtyard that we are in. And Prabhupada enjoyed this atmosphere very much. He writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a very, very nice shade under the Madhavi tree, and a very beautiful platform where devotees can sit under. So this place is very sacred and dear to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. There was a king long ago of the name Balal Singh. This is sometime even before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he understood that the Vani community of Saptagram had the greatest amount of wealth in Bengal. They were bankers and gold traders. So Balal Singh was continuously taking loans, but he was extravagantly misusing this money. So one Gauri Singh of the mob community, he refused to give him another law. So Balal Sain, in order to get revenge on them, he proclaimed that the community of the merchants of Satyagraha are outcasts. They are lower than Sudras. Hare Krishna. When this was proclaimed by the king, it became a very, very great disgrace for the community. However, the Brahmins understood that these people, they were very, very special, very pious people. So, after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Kardaha, he came here to Satyagraha. When he arrived, Udharanda Thakur invited him here to his home and surrendered his body, mind, and words at the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Udharanda Thakur was one of the dearmost associates of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. In fact, in Krishna Leela, he is Subahu, one of the 12 prominent cowherd boys who are the associates of Krishna and Balaram. Due to Udharan Thakur's preaching and his compassionate nature, the entire mercantile community of Satyagraha, who were considered to be outcasts, they all became purified devotees of the Lord. On the basis of his compassion to these people, Lord Nityananda Prabhu extensively gave his mercy everywhere in Satyagraha. Please listen very carefully. Lord Nityananda Prabhu went to every single house to perform Harinam Sankirtan. He went to the marketplaces, to the roads and the crossroads, extensively along with his associates. He was broadcasting the glories of the chanting of Krishna's holy names. Thus, all the merchants of Satyagraha, who practically nobody else wanted anything to do with, they surrendered at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. The whole of Satyagraha became pure Vaishnavas. To the extent, even the Muslims. The Muslims, seeing the mercy of Udharanda Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, they surrendered their lives at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And when they would hear the kirtan, tears would profusely fall from their eyes to the extent that the Brahmins rebuked themselves for having no devotion in comparison to the Muslims. Everywhere in Satyagraha was nothing but Harinam Sankirtan. In fact, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that Nityananda Prabhu revealed ecstasies while he was dancing in Satyagraha that were not revealed anywhere else. The ecstasies that Lord Nityananda Prabhu exposed in Satyagraha were never before seen in the entire universe by anyone. Vrindavan Das Thakur tells us that if he had 100 years to do so, he could not possibly explain all the different Harinam Sankirtan pastimes that Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Udharanda Prabhu, and their associates performed here in Satyagraha. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Udharanda Thakur was a very, very wealthy man. Gauranga Prem Prabhu was telling me that he purchased 25 biggas of land at a time when there was a great shortage of food in Bengal. And every day, all day, he profusely fed Krishna's prasad to tens and thousands, hundreds and thousands of people with that land. This when Lord Nityananda Prabhu was present here, he personally planted this Madhavi tree that is behind us. It has been giving shade to the devotees ever since that time. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu was to marry Janava Devi in Vishuddha, he personally sent his dear associate Udharandat Thakur to go to begin the whole pastime of this marriage by introducing him to Surayadas Sarakin. The deity in the temple is Sadbhuja. It was personally worshipped by Udharandat Thakur. To his right is Lord Nityananda. To his left is Lord Gadadhar. And below is a murti of Udharandat Thakur that was installed by one of his descendants. Adi Saptagram is a very special place. We will be seeing the birthplace of Raghunath Das Goswami. Also, his uncle Kalidas was from here. The father of Vishnupriya, Sanatan Mishra, is coming also from Adi Saptagram, as was Balaramacharya, Yadunandanacharya. This place is especially glorified by our Sampradaya as the place of Harinam Sankirtan by Lord Nityananda Prabhu and his associates. We should honor this transcendental opportunity that we have by coming here, by having a few minutes of Harinam Sankirtan. Said that Nityananda Prabhu in Saptagram was wild when he did Sankirtan. Uncontrollable. And it was so contagious that he put everyone in that state of consciousness. So let us pray at the lotus feet of Udharandat Thakur for his great mercy. And let us, of course, surrender our hearts at the lotus feet of his most beloved descendant, his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And let us celebrate by chanting the holy names in kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.